$1,000 per hour, premium health care for you and your family, plus vacation matching. Consider a new opportunity with Simmons. Apply at 1300 East Logan or work at Simmons.com.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:46, cloud cover 58 degrees. Pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Director. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Ron. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Always good to talk to you. I guess this is the final week of National Preservation Month?
This is. May every year is National Preservation Month, and we're in the last week of that. We have here at the History Center been releasing new videos about preservation and historic sites here on our YouTube channel. And the last one of the month was we dropped last Friday. So we also have, actually it's going to be this Friday, sorry. We also have brochures and handouts available with a list of every Lyon County property on the National Register of Historic Places. And so Emporia and Lyon County are blessed that we have saved some of these historic properties through the years, and we hope that that trend continues. But property architecture is every bit a part of history as anything else, and so that's what Preservation Month is all about, is saving that history.
So what video will you be dropping on Friday?
Well, it's really a video that's about the Broadview Hotel.
Okay, nice.
So the Broadview, when it was built and then when it was young, was quite the place. It was the center of a lot of activity for Emporia and the area. And it's a really cool building. We will release some of the secrets of the Broadview Hotel on Friday.
All right, so that's the Lyon County History Center YouTube channel, and that video will be dropped on Friday. Looking forward to that. That's interesting stuff, the Broadview Hotel. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for Friday now to get here, Greg.
Well, I can't wait for Friday because it's the beginning of a long weekend, so let's go for that.
All right, what about the Loretto Langley Kids Zone with a new look?
So the in the second floor of the museum on the west side, we have the Loretto Langley Kids Zone. It's an area for kids to go in and use their imagination. We don't have electronic devices in there, but we have a lot of mind stuff. So we encourage the kids to use their mind and to explore. And we have books and we have games and we have activities, busy activities, brain activities. So that is reopening with a new look thanks to the Emporia Rotary Club, the Earl and Stella Louise Souter Youth Assistance Fund, and the St. Patrick's Day Fund that allowed us to create a much different, much more involved, and a much nicer space for our kids.
And that is June the 1st, which is, it's just tough for me to wrap my mind around June as next week, you know?
As you get older, time seems to accelerate and go faster. But even that, like, holy cow, it was just February, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I was right there with you. February just last week, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, you will be, right in the middle of everything next week for Unbound Gravel, as the Lyon County History Center once again this year will be a big point for the riders to register again this year, and that's going on Thursday, Friday next week. What are the days for registration?
Thursday and Friday next week. Thursday is registration for the XL, the 350-mile race, and then on Friday is the registration for all the other races, so 200, 150, and 25. And so every single rider that's involved in Unbound will come through our building to register and get their swag bag. And so it's quite a sight to see all these people. Some we actually have got to know over the years. So it's a great couple days for us. And then, of course, the race, the 350 starts on Friday, and the rest of the races are on next Saturday. So it's a big time. It's a huge event for Emporia and the area, and we are very happy to be a part of that.
Big event. Upwards of 4,000 riders, Greg, will be passing through your doors next week. And, hey, we will, the last few years, we have been up there at the third floor and done our Talk of Emporia program. I hope you can you make some room for us this year?
We will make sure that you have some space to be able to do that. We like partnering with you, KVOE, and so yes, of course, please, you're always welcome.
You're always so, you know, such a great host up there at the Lyon County History Center, and there's a lot of hustling and bustling that goes on, specifically that Friday, because there are a lot of, obviously, riders registering. So is the bulk of that third floor then, Greg?
Yes, the third floor is, again, the area where the riders can register, and, of course, all the swag that they get from all the sponsors. We also use the second floor for the 25 and 50 mile riders.
Okay.
So we pretty much involve the entire building.
All right. So that's Unbound. Big week next week here in Emporia. And let's talk about genealogy workshopping, Greg.
So the last genealogy workshop that we had was quite successful. So Lisa is going to have another one of those on Saturday, July 9th. 2 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven commercial. So yeah, it's genealogy is a very popular hobby here in the United States, and so we have a lot of inquiries almost daily about how to get involved, how to get started, how to proceed. And so Lisa will be creating a workshop that should answer all those questions for you.
You know, when I talk to people about genealogy, they say once you get into it, it's one of those things you just can't put down, you just can't stop once you get started, kind of thing?
No, you can't, because, you know, one thing leads to another, and, you know, generation upon generation. And it depends on where you're from. Some countries have fantastic records, other countries less so. So if you are lucky enough and your people are from England, say, for instance, you can go back centuries. So it's a yeah. very interesting pursuit, and Lisa, of course, she's the expert here. She's taken her genealogy back several centuries. I'm not nearly as proficient. Perhaps I should go to the workshop as well.
There's a workshop coming up.
I got my family back to the 1700s, so I need to work on that.
All right. How are things at the Howe House?
The Howe House, goes, with all this rain, the plants are quite healthy and jumping up. So the walking trail is open, the half-mile walking track. So people are welcome and encouraged to go down there and check that out, see all the wildflowers and the native grass. And then if you have any questions about that, just give us a call. We don't have the signs up yet to identify the plants, but we're working on that. But if you have a question about a particular plant, just give us a call. We'll see what we can do.
And memberships are important to the Lyon County History Center, and if we're not, how can we be a card-carrying Lyon County History Center member?
Well, to be a full-fledged card-carrying member of the Lyon County Historical Society, you need to fill out a form, and it's $30 for an individual and $50 for a family, and then we have business memberships that go beyond that. So if you're really interested in it, you can go to our website at explorelyoncounty.org. or come to the History Center here at 7-Eleven Commercial, downtown Emporia.
7-Eleven Commercial. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you later. That's Greg Jordan, History Center, Lyon County History Center Director, with us, a bi-weekly appearance here at KVOE Live. And a local, good morning, it's 8:54.
You don't want to miss Washunga Days, June 17th and 18th in Council Grove, with presenting sponsor Farmers and Drovers Bank. Enjoy performances by...